mercury in the water. Now, this is a problem that Grassy Narrows First Nation has been facing for decades. This is a community near the border of Manitoba and Ontario. And back in the 60s, a paper mill dumped mercury into its waterways. It seeped into the fish and the daily lives of residents as well. Grassy Narrows First Nation has been working with Quebec-based scientists trying to document the long-term health effects of the mercury in this water. And now that four-person team of scientists, they have just won Radio-Canada's Scientists of the Year Award for 2023. Those scientists are four women: Judy De Silva, Aline Philibert, Myriam Fillion, and Donna Mergler. And here is what Grassy Narrows Chief Rudy Turtle had to say about this win for these four scientists from Quebec.
I think their work is excellent. Like, I'm happy for them and also proud that they've been going at it for a number of years now, interviewing people and getting teams to come up there with different types of doctors to examine our people, so, and to find out what the effects of mercury on the human body.
Well, joining us now, one of those four scientists, Montreal scientist Donna Mergler, joins us. She's a professor emeritus at LUQAM in environmental health in the Department of Biological Science, and she is the lead author of this years-long study into the mercury effects and looking at the water at Grassy Narrows. And she joins us on the line. Donna Mergler, good afternoon. Congratulations to you and your colleagues. Pretty remarkable work and quite an honor. What does it mean to you?
Good afternoon, and thank you so much. Well, it's the recognition of the scientific validity and the importance of the scientific evidence that we have worked on to support basically the demands of Grassy Narrows, and which translates a lot of what Grassy Narrows has been saying into rigorous scientific evidence.
What do you mean when you say what Grassy Narrows has been saying? What have people who live there been telling officials?
Well, as you know, Grassy Narrows for the last 50 years has said that they are suffering from mercury poisoning. And indeed, they are suffering from mercury poisoning. It was only recognized very recently by the Canadian government that it is mercury poisoning. And mercury poisoning has both neurological and neuropsychiatric effects. And the reason why we won this Radio-Canada Scientific Award was for our paper on the contribution across three generations of mercury exposure to attempted suicide among children and youth in Grassy Narrows.
Are you able to tell me, Don, I mean, as you said, this is years of research and you have followed generations throughout this. What prompted you in the first place to look into Grassy Narrows?
Well, just we have not been looking at them for generations. We did an intergenerational analysis. That's not quite the same. I have been working with Grassy Narrows since 2016, when Judy De Silva, who is one of the co-authors and recipients of this award, came and asked me if I would join them, if I would work with them on a community health assessment. And this community health assessment, which took place in 2016-2017, which was the first epidemiologic study that was done in this community, and we're very pleased to say there was 78% participation. It could have been higher, but we had to finish by March 31st since it was government money. From those results, we then saw not only that Grassy Narrows' health was worse off than other First Nation communities, which we were able to compare, but also that it was related to their historic mercury exposure.
And through that research, you were able to document some of that. What was it like, Donna, to work with the community there to document this?
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. It's absolutely a pleasure. They are a community that wants their situation to be known, so they are very willing to participate. They want to know about their health, and they likewise want to be able to have adequate care, which they have never had, because health professionals don't necessarily, most health professionals know nothing about the possible effects of mercury exposure, as well as exposures from other contaminants. But in this case, in the area where we're looking, in Northern Ontario, Nora, which is the local city, the health professionals don't have any training about the effects of mercury. And a large majority of their health problems, of course not all their health problems, but a large majority of their health problems are related to their past exposure to mercury or to their prenatal exposure to mercury.
What has the reaction been, Donna? I mean, since you and your colleagues, along with Judy De Silva, Aline Philibert, and Myriam Fillion, through the collection of this data, how did people who share their stories with you react to seeing these findings?
Well, it's confirmed what they, for the most part, it confirmed what they knew and what they suspected. The high rate of attempted suicide among children and youth in Grassy Narrows, which is three times that of other First Nation communities. And we know that it's high in other First Nation communities compared to the Canadian population. So that what we showed was that through different effects of mercury on the mother, the effects that the mercury has on her psychological state, which in turn affects the children, and the children's direct exposure in prenatal mercury, which is cord blood mercury, is almost twice as high as maternal mercury.
Yeah.
So that they have, all of this contributes to, along with all the other socioeconomic conditions that you see in Grassy as well as in other First Nation community, but it contributes to the higher risk of attempted suicide among girls and boys of Grassy Narrows.
We asked Grassy Narrows Chief Rudy Turtle about the way that he has seen these effects manifest themselves in the community. Here's a little bit about what he had to say following your findings.
Well, I've heard people having physical problems, like people having coordination problems and problems with their hands and feet, having no feelings and stuff like that. Well, people still enjoy fishing, but they just can't eat the fish, and which actually they still do, but it's, when you're eating the fish, you kind of have it in your mind that this, what I'm eating is poisoned, and like we've been eating that fish for years and for centuries, really, so what can you do, we really have no choice except to eat the fish. This has been going on for more than 50 years, this study is something that every Canadian should know about, and we still, have a long way to go to making this right.
That's Grassy Narrows Chief Rudy Turtle there saying his last words, we still have a long way to go before making this right. Donna, what would you like to see happen next?
Well, the government has promised a mercury care home and treatment center, which will be to prevent as well as to treat those who have very, very bad effects and those who are in lesser effects, so that it's a treatment center that should have physiotherapy, occupational therapy, mental health guidance, cognitive therapy, and much more that Grassy Narrows has provided the government with a report on the services required. And my hope is that the it is supposed to begin building in 2024. It was put off for a year, and I just hope that it will never be put off again.
Yeah, we did reach out to the Federal Department of Crown Indigenous Relations. It confirmed to us that this has not been completed yet. Caroline Graton from the department told us that the care home is expected to be finished 2 to 3 years after ground is broken. How do you think your work and this team's work will contribute to what is ultimately offered at this care home?
Well, clearly what was included in the detailed services plan was mental health counseling for adults and for children. But I must say that the community, given the results and given their knowledge, but now that they can support it with the results of the study, they have now reached out to other mental health services in the area. They're part of a pilot project. It has become an emergency in the community in order to be able to find, to help the young people get over this period of attempted suicide.
Donna Mergler, I want to thank you so much for your time and for sharing your expertise on this with us, and extend our congratulations to your colleagues, to the entire team. Thank you very much for this. We'll keep following the story.
You're very welcome.